Amateur codebreakers and decipherers met at Prague College this week for a special conference entitled The Secret of Ciphers. The conference brought together experts and even former spies to talk about the secret world of cryptology, the sending of secret messages. Rob Cameron went along and has this report.
Complications. 10 U-boats, 37 merchants, no rescue ship, and no air cover.
A trailer for the successful 2001 film Enigma, loosely based on the efforts of British and Polish codebreakers at Bletchley Park, the headquarters of Britain's top-secret code-breaking facility during the war. Enigma and other wartime or Cold War encryption machines have long served as a source of fascination to both military historians and mathematicians, including Stefano Cavagnetto, head of the School of Computing at Prague College. It was his idea to hold a conference not on the political aspects of spying and secret communication, but about the technical and mathematical side of cryptology.
I think that the fascination probably is related to the fact that there's something hidden that we don't see and people can't perceive, but it's there and we know it's there and, you know, people knows it's there. So then probably this is basically, you know, like, and there's always the mystery around that. So then probably it's like, to what the audience probably, that's the main interest, you know, there's something hidden around and so on and so on.
The conference covered everything from the Enigma machine, including a computer recreation called E-Enigma, to how Czechoslovakia's intelligence services communicated with their secret agents, and also this. For decades, ever since the height of the Cold War, shortwave radio enthusiasts have come across these odd nursery rhyme-like tunes, followed by strange disembodied voices reading out apparently meaningless reams of numbers.
9, 3, 9, 7, 1, 9.
They're called the number stations, and they're presumably used by the world's intelligence services to send clandestine messages to agents in the field. I say presumably because their content has never been deciphered and no government has ever officially admitted their existence. Detlev Vreisleben is a retired telecommunications engineer from Germany, attending the conference to speak about the secret service communications of East and West Germany.
If you want to send a message to an agent, you transfer the text to numbers, and then you add a random number series and send the sum of it. And the agent has the same random number series and he subtracts it and gets the text. It's a safe method if it's only used once.
Data encryption and encoding technology is increasingly used by all of us each time we log on to our online bank accounts or make what we assume is a secure transaction. Doug Hayek is the director of the Prague College.
We all sort of put trust in our banks. Some banks have more secure systems than others, but as we were developing the conference, some information came to light that such simple things as even deeply secure banking information is not secure at all if people can get access to the computer and sort of adjust the voltage levels going into the central processor, and over time, with a lot of, you know, hardcore mathematical analysis of the results of those changes in voltages, they can actually, you know, get any information they want. And so, it has, I think, really, really huge implications.
Some rather disturbing claims there about the security or not of our encoded computer data. Data that's used more and more to control how we behave. Whether it's the mysterious number stations or online banking, encryption has become a simple fact of our everyday lives.